cek. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
This music's on. Microphone's on. Microphone. Microphone. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, fart. All right. Well, I didn't expect that. Okay, anyway. Welcome to Studio Two Rocks Live. Start late? Oh, start like regular time, usually. You should start at 10. I've been doing the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. So what's happening? Happening. Put my video on, you can see my hands. What's happening? This is all, well, on Rumble, you can see it. This is also the hand signal, like, begging. I need food, please. Or you can go to Godfather. Godfather. Help me. Wait, this is the whatever. Hand gesture. So much important. With our lives. I even noticed that as technology changes, the trend actually is not technology, it's the trend, which includes technology, includes everything else. People's hands change, and the way they speak changes. And have you noticed the people speak in questions? They do question speak. That was it. And then, wait a second. This is messed up. Why is it now? It is what it is. But the thing is, it changes. You can observe it, like gestures and stuff, what people do, mannerism. It's not important, but it's kind of neat. By the way, I got my projection TV on, but it's on. Okay. So, what was new? Past, future. What is it? Future, past. I'm reading Steve Jobs' book. I'll take a look. Read his stuff. This is. Where is it? What? Do something wonderful with Steve Jobs. Do I have to put it? Steve Jobs archive. I'll make something. Sorry. I've been reading that book. I read all the books. Young man, looks like a friend of mine. Just need to keep up. Subscribe or update on the archive. I should send my. I think they do. I have the two. I have a PowerBook 3300C. It's just in the back to them. It still works. And I got the clamshell one. It's just in the back. And the Wall Street one too. Just in all those back. I was going to keep it. I'm like, no, somebody's going to it's going to sell like crazy because, you know, of course, the first Lisa is selling like crazy, but I'm sure the other one also. Guessing, I don't know. So I was reading the book on No, it's cool. All the stuff, like, yeah. I didn't go through the same stuff, but, you know, I screw around a lot when I was a kid. I mean, I tried to do my homework, but I never got it. Went to class. Teacher is boring. Only like my math teacher was great. My senior year. Oh, it was great. High school. But other than that, just. Giving that sound. So I did a great. I just finished the book. I was like, this is dumb. Let me finish the whole book. Just show up in class. That's what happened. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, it's really, really, really cool stuff. But there's one section of it. I don't know if I can find it. I'm trying to find it. Just, man, the text is huge. When I go full screen. Smaller. Is there a function there? No, the Lisa. Oh, look at that. You will see on Rumble. Looks amazing. Think, I don't have that one. I have a black one. Pretty similar. Let's talk about Aristotle. There's no S in it. Here's the part. The problem was, I'm reading from the book. I'm going to read it like a narrator. Like, has a little oomph, like, with the muddy water in the background. So, and I feel the energy. Wait, first, I need to sip. I'll read this paragraph. The problem was, you can ask Aristotle a question, and I think as we look forwards, the next 50, that's weird, as we look towards the next 50 to 100 years, if we really can come up with these machines that can capture an underlying spirit, or an underlying set of principles, and an underlying way of looking at the world, then when the next Aristotle comes around, maybe if he carries around one of these machines with his or her whole life, and types in all the stuff, then maybe someday after this person is dead and gone, we can ask this machine, hey, what would Aristotle have said? What about this? Maybe we won't get the right answer. Maybe we will. And that's really exciting to me. And that's the one of the reasons I'm doing what I'm doing. ChatGPT? GPT in general? What do you think? So he knew. I mean, we all knew back then. You think about it. At his time, he's probably watching Star Trek. They just coming out with Star Trek. Probably it's like They were talking to a computer. Right? Computer would be like, doo, 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 doo. It would actually speak back to you. Like, hey, it's influence. Star Wars, of course. Talk to R2-D2. R2-D2 calls back. Beep, 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 beep. And, hey. Holy cow, man. But he made it happen. I mean, yeah. That's getting a machine. But it sort of did before he left. Yeah. He had Siri. Siri was the one that talked back, scattering all the information from the web. Reply to you. That's the first generation of GPT, which is a logarithm. A logarithm written. If this happened, if this person typing this word will say this word or something similar, here's your reaction. Now, if this word, the next word, combined with the first word, is something else, then you get another action. Huge line of if else, subroutine. And, you know, a computer in the old days can do it, but let me see if I can find it. Shit. Lisa was big, right? That the brain. And this is my old chip. Since then, I got a AMD Ryzen 7. Ryzen 7 2700. This FX. OFX 6300. From Lisa to this. Tiny little things. A little bit over an inch and squared. It came with that. Then you got a motherboard, of course. Yeah, but plug it in and all that stuff. Then the computing power was so huge. This thing. You can write those programs and have them run. The website. If you notice, like the web, if you use old machines, you cannot get on the web as fast. Well, you can get on the web, but you cannot operate at that speed because the web itself starting to have more information. I remember in the beginning of internet, the images were like, you know, tiny little JPEGs with GIFs. And now we got like full PNG, like a full size digital photographs and effective graphics. So text, it's not image anymore. Text, it's like text. You can have any font you want, have all sorts of stuff. Now you can trade things. Before it was video games, then it became, you can trade tokens and coins, digital coins with people around the world. And you can share all this stuff. Now we got the GPT, you can just type in things, dealing with Photoshop. It would actually create a whole image. There's something got in my throat. Know what it is? It's called dryness. So I had a little, woke up with like a complete cotton mouth. Okay, so I'm just gonna. No, here. On Rumble, you'll see it. So this is the thing. let's say select object would be a person. Like, I don't know if we can change the cars, but I think it could, but look at that. It's selected. Let's say then I want content aware. Whatever, content aware fill. And she disappeared. I mean, you can, of course, go a little bit further with the selection. Unbelievable. This is the algorithm. He knows what to do. Because they were tracking with the all of us who are on CS. Adobe Creative Cloud thing. We're doing retouching. I think they capture some of our stuff. I can expand, say 5 pixels. So it's way outside, right? Now do a content aware fill. Almost completely gone. I mean, there's little pieces here and there, but you know what? I can use this as a reference. Shadows there, yeah. But then I can now do certain things, but what do you know? Then you can put something generate fill. What am I? Okay, have to agree. Say, bunny rabbit, bunny. Going to generate bunny rabbit. It's pretty amazing. Look. Oh my god. In perspective. This is like so cute. Oh, already. Little butt. Hang up. I can pull it. Maybe I'll do that. This is an example. Boots. Farted. Bunny farted. Pull it over here. With the line of earth. But that, no. It's fun. Fun stuff. But you can go back. You can regenerate stuff. Bunny rabbit. And but it's like, holy cow, it has those shadows. Save it to the shadows. So that part, I'm like, removing this, no big deal. I can do that. But adding things on it? Like, no. It knows what the lighting is from probably from this car. It knows what a shadow. So I created found the image of this. Amazing. Yeah, I'm gonna see Joe. Cause it's just mind boggling. So I can take any photos outside house, no grass, I can put rabbits. Squirrels, deer, anything I want. So Steve saw this in his head already. He's just like, I want to achieve. I want to get to that point. First, we got to get everybody onto a tiny little computer we can carry around, and we're going to make them not tethered to a wire. Then we can work on other stuff. Wonder if he knew something that some of the stuff he did, or he just like, hey, have an epiphany. I'm gonna build this thing. Like iPhone, they had that in his mind already when he was making Lisa. Already, he's like, we need a communication device. Then he see like Star Trek. Oh, they can communicate. I want one of those for my company. Did he come up with that? Did he thought about that first? Or did he see all these stupid mobile phones, like all the dumb phones in the back in the past? I'm like, we gotta be something smarter than this. You know. Wonder what he's when that happened. I'd like to know. I mean, he did see it, and you know, he did make the first AirPort, which I got, and I gave it away. Kind of stupid, I should have kept it, but yeah, you know, give it to someone, you can play with it. It's the one that looks like UFO, a dome, a little dome on top. First person to have Wi-Fi in my building. You're like, what are you doing with the iPad? What are you doing with this thing? What's that in your hand? iPad? What is it? It's a computer. Like, it's like, oh, wait a second. You're on the internet. Yeah, I got Wi-Fi in my apartment. What's Wi-Fi? That question came up. Didn't even know. But for people who work on the Macs, we know. Yeah, with the latest stuff. Like, well, yeah, iPhone came out. I didn't get it. Because I was so much into Sony phones. It sounded so great. Now, I got my thing with the keyboard. I can type stuff, like slides out. Type, click. So iPhone is fine, but like, I can't type that little screen thing. I don't know, tactile feel. I didn't get it. But eventually I did get iPhone, but now I actually think about getting an older iPhone Pro Max, maybe, for filming. Yeah. So, I really wonder, after I read this stuff, I kind of know some of the things this book was about. But it's fun to read it again because it makes you think outside the box. Like, you think, how do you think outside the box? And he set an example. Think outside the box. Think really outside the box. There's not many people can do that. Even one of my friends trying to pretend in the virtual world, pretend to be him, like stuck in an academic thing. Just like, this is this. That's like, you can't do that. It's like, you just keep saying, think different. You really have to think different. You can't follow somebody else's book or the standard. You gotta go past the standard. It's like, if something is going from left to right, you gotta go right to left, or maybe like right to middle, or middle to right, middle, then back to middle, then to left. Understand? You gotta go out of your way, think something totally different. That's what Steve wanted to do. Of course, my friend, you know nothing about him. You're nothing but Steve Jobs. Okay. Think outside the box. Create something. How can I make something better? I always had that back in my head. You know, how can I make this better? How can I make that better? How can I add things onto it and make it so that it fits my purpose or That's right. I did something to my the tripod. I bought a part. It was meant for something else. I said, you know, I can put that one there. I fixed it. And now it's like the perfect tripod. Monopod with the little legs on the bottom. Weights on it. It's perfect. Let's see. 10th Avenue wipeout. Bruce Springs take a nasty spill on stage. Band rushes to help. Whoa, you okay? Why are people slipping off stages? Sorry, just they change one subject to another. But anyway, think outside box. That's it. Al Pacino's kids. He has three kids with three different wives. Beverly D'Angelo. Whoa. Yo, Pacino. I saw him on the street. I think I said it a while back. Way back. My podcast. I was working for Victoria's Secret store design department thing. Well, I came back to New York. It's like, yeah, want to come in just on freelance? Yeah, sure. Went there. Early in the morning, they have an opening. All right. I'll go to a favorite coffee shop and they were closed. I'm like, God, nothing's open. So then I thought, oh, I love tree. On Prince Street, New York City, like Olive Street, should be open. You walk down there, and like, yay, it's open. I walked in, got a coffee, and came back out, and Al Pacino crossed the street. It was just me and him, and he gave me a look. I gave him a look and nod. It was cool, man. We're cool. That was it. Oh, it's just a moment. That's it. I don't need to go anymore. Do I know the guy? I don't know. Probably not. Maybe I worked with him in the past. Who knows? I've worked in some weird places. Hey, I need a grip. What? A key grip? Oh, yeah, I'm following you. I don't even care. It's like, stand there and look at things, look at how the film people do their job. I like learn something. Like, right. What was it? Ron DeSantis, weird. Al Pacino. This is Al Pacino. It's pretty old now. So. Yeah, that's what it looks like. But why I met him, he was like, maybe 15 years ago. A little bit better. Whatever. It's crap. A boob skin. Boobs. Butts. Boots. Butts. Boob. 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 Craziness. Yeah. Scent of parent. So Al Pacino's, hey man, still works. Getting girlfriend pregnant. What's a hairy godmother? Disney Plus allowing mustache employee to wear dress. They're going full on stuff. They don't care anymore. Well, something's coming to it soon. Just keep going. Keep doing it. Why? none at all. Because then you can just be like, remember that. It's crazy. Who cares? I don't care. 4K engagement monitor sells hundreds. Japanese got mega ripped off on a 4K engagement. You pay for the ambience. the extra 3,000. But the ambience. Oh boy. Property Brothers. Whatever. Don't look at your post and just see. Interesting. Not as interesting. Not that interesting. Nothing is interesting with this. Right? I don't think so. Wednesday is always like, we made it over the hump. You know what? Stock. It's nothing. Oh my god, whole web is boring. Thinking about that coin desk. You need to look at it. You're like, oh my god. Coins went way down. It didn't go down that much. Jeez. But for people who bought it at that price, yeah, you just lost. Sorry. If you bought it earlier, it was cheaper. And you're like, it's fine. Design world, what's it? Glentoret. Highland single malt scotch whiskey. James Torrell. Lalique. Wonder how that tastes. Wonder how much it costs. I'm on Deezing. I'm just looking at things. This. The Grand Tourette's. No. Sorry. I didn't mean to say that, but just lend itself. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Whatever that triggers, Tourette. I should ask ChatGPT for that. What's Tourette? And then somehow fit in the Glen Tourette in there. I haven't been to chat. My god, I haven't been to chat. Hold on. I forgot my password. No, I have to find the link. I'll take a look. Later. I should should ask ChatGPT for things. I haven't been on it, but I've been doing the artificial, the Photoshop AI stuff, or the logarithm things with the image. It's amazing what they do, what you can do with it. Which, wow. That means I can go take all my scenery photos I took years ago. Perfect. Like, whoa. I feel like Keanu Reeves. His character is in a movie. Whoa. 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 Wow, this is cool. This expensive thing, $75,000. Wow, Black Tomato X 77 Travel Adventure. So, luxury travel companies celebrating James Bond with a 77 Travel Adventure. 12-day assignment, take guests to Europe. Only 12 days. Seeing Super Hot 34 Pilot. World is 9. Range Rover. Whisk traveler from down the river. Things. You know, it can just rent one. Just go nuts. You have places you can go. So I forget about 12 days. I'm going to stay here for 2 months. If I have a friend over there, I'm going to stay with you. If you don't mind, then we're going to take a cheap rental and just go crazy around Europe. Go to the Alps, find some hot babes. Go to some hot tub, just hang out, chill. Have some beer or champagne. This is the life. No, it's not. This trip, if you're spending that much, it better be really good. It's really for fans, I think. So it's London, of course, Monaco, Italy, Austria. Take a fall with an official bonus. Okay. So a guy to okay. High octane pursuit river. Okay. Play your hand, the legendary ambassador. Say, come on, Bond, come on, give me your energy. Something. Oops, he just lost everything. Q and bounce of props and gadget. And I see a Raspberry Pi. Don't underestimate Raspberry Pi, because Raspberry Pi can do some crazy stuff. Believe it or not. Range Rover, the new Range. Ah, they have the new one with the round. No, I hate that thing. I don't hate it, but just like, it's not Range Rover. Not Land Rover, no. No, the old square ones, tough. You need one of those. Old Royal Naval College. Okay, shake things up with one exclusive bartender. Shake it, not stirred. I still like the, what was the one? World is Not Enough, which they have with the, I forgot the actor. Plays the Russian guy. Mob. It's like, James Bond. Shaken, but not disturbed. Everybody's laughing. And they had a... what's it, Mimi? Something. I forgot. One of the actors. And she was singing. It was terrible. And James says something with a cat. I forgot that reference. But anyway, it was pretty cool. I thought, shaken but not disturbed. Put a pedal metal on, you know, Aston Martin DBS. They can let you drive. Can we drift? If I got this trip, hey man, can you turn off the traction control? So I'm gonna home. What do you mean, who? We can't do that with it. Yes, we can. Ask them on DPS. Do whatever you want. And pay for it. Pay for the trip. I can do what I want. Okay, so you're going to all the nice places. Venice. Okay. I mean, it's 12 days. God, this is eventful for 12 days. You gotta go down the way. You gotta go down the mountains. You gotta learn how to ski. You gotta snowboard. It's very glaciers. Okay. So if he's gonna, they expect that. So you're gonna spend that money, you better know what you do. Behind the scene, actually, there's, it's different assignments. This is cool, but not as fun as, I don't even know New York has that thing anymore. There was a game, you can enter, you'd be a spy and you use a water gun. So basically, they send you somebody. You have to go around New York City and find this guy. It's sick. I played it for a while, but then just like, it was fun. But just wound up being like, oh, you got me. It's okay. Oh, let me buy you a drink. You went that way. I don't like that. I don't want to play. Feel bad catching what you got. You guys catching me. Just like, let's go have a drink instead. Talk about life. So this is all travel stuff. This week's all travel stuff. On Crate. Guess why do I go on Crate? Because I like opulence. I probably can't afford these. If I did can afford it, I wouldn't buy it. We'll buy the things that I want. I'm gonna go reference this. We'll buy something cheap. I won't buy those houses like this guy. The few estate. Hillside Bel Air Mansion, Post, Sauna Theater, Wine Room, 174-foot curved pool for $185 million. If I was a billionaire, I wouldn't buy that. Way too much to me. The friends? No. Friend? Yeah, I'll put you up at the hotel. You can stay in the hotel. I'm gonna stay in my little shack. I won't need it. But I would love to get I'm on Crazy. You have to follow from there. We can follow on Rumble later. 9/11. I will get the 9/11 restore mode. Wow. I sat in this car and I drove this car. It's just midlife crisis rising again. Even though career, 9/11 career, it's fine. Not even like the numbers going down. Never getting contact. Even like that. I wouldn't mind. Have a tiny little shack. A container house or something. One side, the other side is big, huge garage. Just walk in like a warehouse with two floors, and the office on top, and the rest is on bottom. Just get a couple guys like, hey, build me cars. Build me something cool. And get build. Yeah, you guys can build whatever you want and start a company. Let's build. I'll just hang out up here. Doing what? I don't know. My podcast and my photographs. You guys just build these cars. Okay? Got it. All right. Hey, yo. Of course, I'll breathe on them a little bit. Like, hey. What are you guys doing? Get back to work. Might do that. But I think this is it because there's nothing else to talk about. Really, there isn't. Except read Steve Jobs' archive, the book. Just read it. If you know all the story, just read it because it gives you inspiration of the next. What do you want to do? Think outside the box. If you can. Okay, so this is it. Have a excellent Wednesday. I don't even know what to say anymore. Like adjective or pronouns. Pronouns, not pronouns, but well, whatever. What should I say? I've said. Excellent Wednesdays. Have a wet Wednesday. No, have a wonderful, I've said that. Have a, I got one. Have a magical Wednesday of May 31st, the last day of May. Enjoy the hump day. Yeah, read that book if you want. Jobs, Steve Jobs. If you don't want, you don't want. If you have an iPhone, you should read it. Because he thought of an iPhone. When he built Apple II, he thought about this already. He said something. And then he said something in a newsletter. And I heard, watched, I read it, and I'm like, ooh. So he's thinking something worse. Communication tools. I'm like, Star Trek. Communicators? No way. You flipped over everything. Call Scotty and beam me up. Of course, not that happened, but it sort of became a really cool tool to have. Right? Because when he did it, Android followed. Google followed. With Android, then it became the other side, which has all the functions. It's amazing. Anyway, have a great day. I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.